Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fresh and Fit Podcast. I'm your co-host, James Abrams. It's my boy, Chad. You see me. You know what I'm saying? We got a special guest in the building, Lawrence Green, a.k.a. LKG. That sounds like a singing group. But that's what we used to call him back in the day.
LKG.
LKG.
LKG in the house. Man.
Thanks for being here, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. You know what? Lawrence is like one of my very first clients, man. And I think Lawrence is such a good dude. I hate to, you know what I'm saying, do that real quick, but he's such a good dude, man. Like, he was so nice and such a good person. Like, I was like, bro, this nigga gotta be fake. He can't be this nice and this cool, bro. Like, who is this nice and this cool? It's really him, bro. He's really genuinely a nice guy, man. Like, I've learned a lot from him, and I've also got a chance to experience just him being a good dude, and like I said, he was like one of my first clients, helped me to secure other businesses and other ventures because of his hard work and belief in me. So I just want to say I appreciate you, big dog.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
I appreciate you.
Was him being a first client, was that what this is from?
Yeah,
buddy. Hey, hey. But that's a transformation.
That's a transformation.
Thank you, man.
Bro, he was working hard. Listen, let me tell you, I'm kind of
between one and two now. I'm trying to get myself back to that four because your boy done fell off, man. The quarantine weight, man.
All you need is to do it for a picture, and then just whatever else you decide to do after that.
Hey, bro, coins. Then let me tell you something, bro. That COVID 20. Forget COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
COVID-20.
Like the freshman 15?
Yeah, freshman 15. COVID-20 pounds is so serious.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have gotten that COVID-20. I don't know what it is, but that COVID-20 is serious. It's hitting more people than COVID-19.
Well, you're still eating, and you're not going anywhere.
So what happens is, when stuff start opening back up, people want to be out more.
Yeah.
Now, so it's like, listen, I'm ready just to be out and just eat and enjoy the restaurants I couldn't do.
For sure.
You know, 2019. So yeah.
And you're not cooking as much now because you're like, yo, I'm out here. That's a fact.
I never did Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash until during quarantine.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, there was a Sunday morning I DoorDashed Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Dunkin' Donuts. You ought to be a goddamn shame.
I'm beyond shame.
No, I ain't even gonna do you. Like, I mean, I got one better. I DoorDash 7-Eleven.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
7-Eleven.
Did you get ice cream?
No, it was like some snacks, like for the kids and stuff.
Oh, for the kids.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I got me some too now, but I
what'd
just
did you get
for the kids. Like apple juice, trail mix.
You could have, what's the grocery app?
Instacart.
Instacart. You could do Instacart, man.
Yeah.
You get that at a summer camp.
Right.
For free. Like, right. You got apple juice. You get all that.
Yeah. I know.
That's all
silly,
good, man.
But it was quarantine.
I like your shirt, man.
Appreciate you. Speaking of which, I like your shirt too.
Hey, shout out to Paradise Garage in Columbus, Ohio, who got us together along our ride.
Man, so amazing.
This dude, Chad in here, not only does he smoke cigars, but he's a legit smoking cyclist, all right?
Yeah.
So you rode the bike from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cincinnati to Cleveland, bro?
Yeah.
That's major.
Over five days, we hit the path downtown Cincinnati. Within our first mile, we had a chain break and a flat tire.
First mile.
And we were like, this might be a bad idea. Where's the truck? Yeah, man. Every day something happened. Something significant that stopped us, that delayed our route, that had us second guessing things. The route even, like, are we going the right way?
Yeah.
But
can you give us a breakdown of, like, each day, how many miles was each day? So the first day, how many miles? Second day, because it was 5 days, right?
Yeah. 5 days total. Yep. So
I followed you guys' journey the entire way, man.
Yeah.
On social media.
So 69 miles the first day.
Wow.
We went into it with zero plan. So we were pretty done. Second day, we decided to change it up and pace ourselves a little bit more. We had just under 60 miles. Then we had 50. And then we finished off with 79 and 70.
79.
And the 79 day, the Saturday, we were going through Millersburg, Amish country. And those hills, when I tell you, whoever made those hills there's no possible way they had anybody in mind that was going up or down them. At one point, I was going almost 40 miles an hour going downhill. Something clipped my calf. I thought something fell off my bike, flew off. And one of the guys was like, well, we're like holding on like you're going down a roller coaster. He's like, something fell off your bike. I'm hoping I'm not going to die because you can't hit the brakes.
Yeah.
Once we got settled down at the bottom of the hill, my reflector on my tire, we're going so fast it flew off. So that was, wow. I wasn't going back for that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. No, I wasn't. Not up the hill. Going down 40 miles per hour.
Absolutely not. There was no possible.
So Amish country, they don't have cars though, right?
So, I mean, people, non-Amish people are passing through.
Okay. But I'm saying.
So the streets are very smooth. Okay. But they're extremely hilly.
But they're made for like horses though.
Horses. But you'll see Amish folk riding bikes. Okay. Don't get it twisted. You'll see them. We didn't see them on the roads that we were on. But you'll see people, Amish folk on bikes. You'll see cars too.
Do you think that the Amish people can take you though? Can they take you on the
bike riding?
Yeah.
I don't think nobody can take this man.
You know what? I wouldn't bet against them when it comes to survival.
Oh, for sure. They can survive way better than we can. Yeah. Woods and shit like that.
I wouldn't necessarily go to a barbershop of theirs.
No. I mean, you could.
You're going like, can I get the male bob?
You could. Me and Larry a little messed up. But now hold on.
Wait, hold on. Did you put yourself in the same category as Larry?
Yeah, but okay.
In regards to what?
I'm talking about like black natural hair.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm about to say something.
He got a Larry hard ass beard right
now. He got a way better beard than yours.
He got a way better beard than yours.
And he got the salt and pepper in there too. You know what I'm saying? I got somebody here representing the beard game for me today.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, quick little plug. Shout out Bearded Giants.
Yes.
My brother's beard brand.
Too. I like the logo.
Bro. Yeah. Your brother had a beard since he was like 14 or something. I don't know where his beard came from either, man.
One day he just came out with this massive beard. I'm like, dude, where's this come from?
did he meet a girl?
Probably so. His wife. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So your brother's in what, Texas now?
Yep, he was in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Texas, man. Three beautiful children, man. Got me two nieces and a nephew out of him. So
he got three kids? I swear he just had one. God, man, no.
Listen, I know. Yeah, I know. And him and his wife just had two kids. Texas, man. Shout out to Texas.
Yeah,
Texas is ahead of the game, can you say? As far as regulations?
Oh, they just open. This is wide open.
Yeah, they I think a month ago it was a no mask mandate. Yeah. Like, you don't have to wear a mask or anything.
Yeah, Starbucks right now, you don't have to wear a mask there.
Oh, they let you in Starbucks? Because here they won't even let you in Starbucks.
I don't know if that's a regional thing or what, but I just saw something across the ticker just before we started. So I don't know. So Larry, man, first of all,
talk to him.
I'm a bit jealous that you just started a podcast and it's already super dope.
Like, so, yeah.
We were talking last week. I'm like, hey, we should see if we should do our interview on location.
we should go do our podcast at his studio.
I like his studio. It's like when you're a kid and you're like, I want to go to his house. He's got a cooler house.
Oh, bro, I used to do that all the time. But see, the thing is, my friends, though, their parents didn't cook as good as my mom.
That's a fact.
So, so I wouldn't spend night at their house. I'd be like, just come to my crib. Because my mom going to wake up in the morning. She's going to make us pancakes, bacon, eggs. She's going to hook us up. So I'd be like, just spend night at my house. This is fun. Plus, I'm in the hood. It's more entertainment. More entertainment in the hood. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Did you have a lot of sleepovers?
Yeah. All the time. Cats come to my house. All my highest friends come to my crib all the time. Because it was just more exciting being in the hood.
Mm-hmm. Especially 4th of July.
Because the parents don't want you to be around them anyways.
Let's do whatever.
We like fireworks all throughout the neighborhood.
Come on.
Yeah.
Cleveland Heights, you like a firework, cops come.
Cops there, you're shutting it down.
Shutting you down.
Yeah.
I remember one year, one of our friends, Malcolm, blew up an
M80 or M1000.
That definitely did that goofball. But he also blew up a spray can. Ended up with black paint all over his face, all over his clothes. I was just like, Malcolm, typical.
What other outcome would you have?
I don't know what he expected, man. I don't have no idea. He blew up a spray paint can. I was like, and he ended up with all this black stuff on my face. It took him a while to get it off, too. I was like,
sure, of course.
That's what you get, man.
I was always the, I would rather have a sleepover than go to a sleepover.
Yeah.
Because I'd always wake up early. And it was before we, you know, kids have phones now, right?
Yeah.
It was before all that. So I'd wake up at 5. Everybody's getting up at 10. And I'm just laying there like, that's some bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to be the early riser, too. I'd get up and start playing a game, chill, until everybody wake up. Man. Then my mom would start cooking. Like, yeah, mom, let's get these pancakes going.
Right.
James is already 3 stacks in.
Right.
Probably was, bro. I went from being a fat kid to being a football player, so you still eating the same. It's just now it's going to your muscles. That's only different. Mm-hmm. It's only different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So flexibility.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. You just had me do this ridiculous
flexibility test.
A lack of flexibility exposing test.
Okay. Yeah. What's that about?
So you basically take your hand and you take it and you put your like thumb against the wall, then you put your foot right here. And what you're trying to do is put your knee to the wall and test your ankle flexibility. And I realized like I have no ankle flexibility.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah. Probably same here.
None, bro.
Yeah, my knee was light years.
So far from the wall. Mine too, bro. But Larry, speaking of flexibility, you know, Larry can play some ball. Larry can hoop.
Used to be able to
Larry can hoop,
cross over that 30 threshold and it's like
oh, it's different.
Have some kids and it's like it's different.
All right.
We used to hoop all the time back in the day.
All the time.
So you saw him play?
Yeah.
See.
James.
I'm decent.
James, I was about to say,
was he the football player on the court that would hustle and get rebounds?
Yep.
Yeah, hustled. I mean, I wasn't the best athlete, but you know what I'm saying? I'd go hustle, get the rebound, throw it to my friends, set some good picks.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part, setting picks.
I always hate people that set picks and pick up ball.
Yeah.
Because especially football players.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, mm-hmm. What?
Nothing you can do about it either.
And there's really nothing you can do about it. You're not going through the screen.
Yeah. Right.
You haven't been taught the proper technique of how to defeat how to go under or go over, so you just get ran to the screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you go either under or over. I'm a under screen guy. Yeah. And pick up ball, I'm not trying to prove no point. I'm not trying to save no lives.
So, no, under screen means you got to cut in front of the screen. You know what I'm saying? Over means you go around it.
You go under, you go under.
But it's hard to do that, especially if it's a good screen.
It's usually lazier. It's less efficient because that player can stay up top.
Yeah, now he's able to get around you better.
This is the preferred ways to go over.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that, though. Not now.
Not now.
15 years ago, maybe. Not now.
Did you notice the difference like as you got older? I know for me, I think people say 30. I think 30, I was still cool. I think about 33, I was like, my body is like, it's different now.
Mm.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I think about 32, like 31, 32, I noticed a difference. It was crazy, man. When I turned 30, I couldn't eat ice cream for a while, for a few years. For some reason, my body would not take dairy. At all.
Mm.
And that was so weird.
Welcome.
And it lasted for a few years, and then it kind of just went away.
Oh, yeah, what?
I know. So weird. And it happened after my 30th birthday. I went to go eat ice cream. I had the bubble guts. And I'm like, okay, maybe it was just a one-time thing. Ate ice cream again. It did it again. I said, you know what? No more ice cream. No more none of that. No more none of that.
Then it was a bad batch.
Man, I know. I don't know. But then, like, I decided to eat ice cream again, like, a few years later. And all of a sudden, I was like, okay, I can eat ice cream now. It's so weird.
What about, like, pain and stuff? What do you guys... Do you guys feel any pain, like, in your knees, back, shoulder, anything like that?
Besides right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry for you.
I'm sure you're feeling it. But do you feel, like, on a regular... Like, I'm like... Yeah. Sometimes I wake up and I just feel a little stiff.
Yeah.
Shoulder pain.
It's amazing how your body can be sore from literally doing nothing for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were laying.
Just laying down.
Yeah, laying down.
What did I do to...
You wake up sore.
Why am I... Yeah. I can understand if I'm walking around all day, my feet might hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's that? What's the explanation behind that, trainer?
Listen, man. It could be the position you are in, the lack of blood flowing to that area.
Yeah,
it could be a couple of different things. But I've noticed that, like, me, like, now I'm doing PT, physical training, whatever.
Personal training.
Not personal training. Physical therapy. Physical therapy right now because my knee has been hurting. And then my physical therapist taught me that it's not my knee that's actually bothering me. It's actually my glutes. I don't have an active glute when I do a lot of exercises, so I put a lot of strain on my knees. So they're bothered now. So now I have to do all these glute exercises like a goddamn hot girl, summer girl.
Oh, you got the big ass
headbands and shit. Yeah, oh. The bands shit on my leg. Now I got to do all this damn hot girl.
Oh, you had some footage up today.
Yeah.
Check out James' Instagram if you want any blackmail footage.
So I do all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it is what it is. But, man, I don't care, bro. I don't want to be in pain every day, you know what I'm saying? As I get older, I notice, like...
It's not worth it.
Yeah, little things like... It's like people be asking me, like, would you still play football? I'm like, no.
Nah.
Would you still go do MMA? No. I don't have the recovery. The recovery. Like, I probably can play a game, but I need to recover for, like, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's real. That's real.
Like, I mean, I've heard football players compare... A Sunday, specifically, you know, professional football, a Sunday feeling like you just experienced a car crash.
Yeah.
Like a severe car crash.
Yeah.
And it takes you a couple of days to even like get your wits together.
It absolutely feels like that. It absolutely feels like that.
Yeah. Icing down, ice baths, all this high tech stuff they got now for these athletes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But not just that, but bro, like, have you ever done cryo before?
No.
Yeah. So, like, you can go do, like, you and I, we can go do cryo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the first, they won't let you do more than like 5 minutes the first time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But that type of stuff is good. But to actually benefit from stuff like that, you need to go like twice a month. You know what I'm saying? To like really get the full benefits of it. But
similar to a massage.
Yeah, you got to really be active with that stuff, man. Are you doing any massages? Anything?
I was about to say, it's crazy, man. I got a massage a couple of weeks ago, but it's just like you don't realize that. You know, before I would get a massage, well, on my birthday, you know what I'm saying, once a year. It's like, you actually need massages more often, man, at least twice, once or twice, one or two times a month, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah.
If you can afford it once a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you can afford it, if it's in your budget, Playboy, get it once a week. Yeah. Don't be Deshaun Watson, though, okay? Deshaun Watson's the happy ending cat. You know what I'm saying? Don't be Deshaun Watson. I get a happy ending from he flying girls in every weekend trying to get a happy ending. Brother, get your life. You know what I'm saying? Get your life. Don't be Deshaun Watson.
They probably were like, your muscles are. Did you just get a massage?
You feel fine. Like,
you're good.
You're good. But it's cold. So like. Cats who want to get happy endings, you know what they do? They like, so like, I'm just hearing about this stuff.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't experienced it personally. This is what I hear.
This is new to me.
This is what I hear.
All these prerequisites you're throwing out
there. So I got to put it out there. So like, apparently, when you want a happy ending, you supposed to like, when the massage therapist comes out, you're supposed to be butt naked on top of the sheets. That's the sign to let them know like, oh, you want the happy ending.
I feel like that's obvious. You made it sound like you're supposed to put your clothes in the right corner, stacked a certain way. No, butt naked. Okay, sounds about right to me.
But
are you getting butt naked? Are you getting a butt naked in the massage?
So
I've never done.
I had a massage therapist ask me to get butt naked because she said I don't want any friction when I'm giving you a massage. I'm like, okay,
that's different.
I was like, you don't want any friction. Okay. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you might not get any friction, but you're gonna get some sparks. Letting you know right now.
Let me tell you something, bro. She was so damn strong too. Oh man, she was so strong, so tough.
I'm not into the hard, deep tissue massages. I'm more so like I need relaxing massages.
Relaxing massages.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Deep tissue, bro. That's what be. Oh,
see, probably for you, you work out a lot.
Yeah,
I'm not because deep tissue massages for me. I'm sore for 4 days.
Yeah, they hurt
after the massage.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the hell was the point of the massage?
True.
I go in sore, leave out worse. Than what I was, so I came in.
And I just paid you.
Yeah,
I had the worst massage I ever got. It was on my birthday. My wife surprised me. We went to Montreal, and the massage parlor. It was a Japanese massage parlor. My masseuse spoke no English. So I'm, you know, she's saying all these things. I don't even know what she's asking me. And she had a hangnail. So she's digging into my back. It was by far the worst massage experience in my life.
A hangnail? Just digging in your back?
Yeah, I was like, Jesus. And she used like no oil. The room was bright as this. It was like a, it was barely any padding on the table.
What year birthday was this for you?
This would have been 2 years ago. We were there. Michelle Obama had her tour for her book.
Okay.
So we flew to Montreal. That was part of that weekend. That was two years ago, I think.
Okay. So
how old are you turning?
I'm 34. Like 32.
Oh, okay. Well, happy 32nd birthday.
So speaking of oil or breath massages, would you let a man give you a massage?
I've never had a massage by a man before.
Would you let him do it though?
You know, so me, I'm very comfortable on my skin, but for some reason I just prefer a woman. But if, let's say, it was no women available, then yeah, I would be open to allowing a male to massage.
I understand and I respect that, but I just can't, just the thought of a man taking some oil like this rubbing his hands together and then rubbing on me, bruh, I just can't do it.
I think for me it'd be more like upper body, like, you know, arms and like shoulders and back, but I wouldn't want the legs and the feet.
You rubbing on my legs, bruh, my quads?
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
You rub oil on my thighs, bruh. Come on, man. You gonna let another man rub oil on your thighs?
You got tight glutes? What's up with them glutes?
Then imagine a man telling me like that girl telling me, hey, take your, get naked, I don't want no friction. Hey, bro, let me tell you something. You about to get a whole lot more than friction in this month.
What are you about to get?
Hey, a couple of 22.
Y'all silly.
You have a moment in the show. We don't know where to go next.
But I'm just telling you, bro.
I'm not opposed, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when you're a professional athlete, not even a professional athlete, when you're an athlete, your trainers were guys or girls. So you might get...
Trainers, bro. Physical therapists is different.
But they're still rubbing down and massaging.
It depends.
And I hate the way my hair looks in your glasses.
No, but let me tell you what it is.
I look Amish.
You are. But no, it's different because when we got a trainer or something like that, you're usually fully clothed or mostly clothed. You know what I'm saying? And the environment is different. So, like, I remember having a chiropractor when I was playing arena or whatever. The chiropractor would come. He's like, crack all our... It'd be a line of dudes just standing right here, just cracking our backs, stretching us out, doing different things. That's one thing.
Well, that's not even... That's
not a massage. You know what I'm saying? That's different.
That's not what I'm talking about.
But I'm saying, even the PT that'd be there, like, you'll let them, like... If you got an injury or a quad or something like that, they're usually just treating that one area. They're not going all over your body doing something to you. That's understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, that's what makes it a little bit different.
Would you rather have a man or a Russian woman named Yvonne?
Give me Yvonne all day. I want a big, strong.
She's 280. Doesn't lotion her hands. He's a terrible nail cutter, and has bad breath.
Give me Yvonne, bro.
Listen. So my worst massage wasn't like what your worst massage was, but
thanks.
But there was a spot here on the west side of Cleveland. I don't know how many years ago this was, but I had went, and the woman who gave me the massage, she was a heavier set woman, but she had real sweaty palms.
Oh,
they weren't oil. They were just sweaty palms. Oh, you know what I'm saying? And she had a scent to her.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Oh. Now, hey, just thinking.
Not only that, she was like digging deep. I'm sitting here on the table like.
And she was stinky.
The whole time, man. Yes. I said, I will never go back to that place ever again.
Hey, Let's take a break.
Hey, James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's true.
So why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True, true.
we could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all, that's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace.
So one of the things that we wanted to discuss, Larry, you got this really, really dope setup, this really cool podcast, Lunch with Lawrence.
Yes.
Just talk about it a little bit. What kind of inspired you to get started with it?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah, man. So one, I'm really excited about the show. I was in Atlanta. My kids live in Atlanta. And I was down there last year supporting my ex-wife doing something she was doing, right? And so while I was there, she was shooting a commercial for her business. And literally the idea just popped up in my head, like clear as day, create a podcast in Cleveland for entrepreneurs called Lunch with Lawrence, right? The original concept that I had was I was going to go to restaurants in the city of Cleveland and interview entrepreneurs at different restaurant establishments. But with COVID and NAD and China, it was just too much. So I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna still keep the same concept. I'm gonna just hire a chef and then invite people to my home and just interview them at the house. And we'll have lunch at the house. So the show, so cool. The guests that are gonna be on the show is pretty much any and every entrepreneur. When I say any and every, no matter what you do, it's like I'm a real estate guy, so it's not just gonna be real estate guys. It's gonna be people that do have any type of business, but it's Cleveland based. Yeah. So I prefer for all my entrepreneurs that's on the show, they are from Cleveland. Yeah, all from Cleveland, live in Cleveland, or have a business in Cleveland. So if they live somewhere else but have a business in Cleveland, I wanna interview that person. So far, we got one episode in the books, and tomorrow we shoot episode two.
Lawrence is one of the first entrepreneurs I know, like personally. And I remember like him coming down to us and just having a meeting with like all he called all of his friends. I remember that. Do you remember this? It was at Tim Davis' house.
Okay, yeah.
He was like, I'm about to start this business, guys. It's this and the other. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, and I was in there and I was just like, I don't know what the hell he talking about. I was just so confused. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but that's my dog. It's gonna be good, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't know like how to like really invest in a business, worked with, you know what I'm saying? But it ended up working really well, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say what type of car you got that G-Wagon coming outside. I want to say that. But you know what I'm saying? But clearly, you're doing all right. And my ass should have been listening.
Let me tell you, not to deviate too much, but quick story about that G-Wagon. First of all, we were at a cigar shop, west side of Cleveland, that happened maybe a month ago or so. Uh-huh. And we had just finished, we were getting ready for the bike ride. And me and two other guys, we just did, I don't know, 20, 25 miles. We were tired. We were like, do we want to smoke? Nah, kind of indifferent. So we decided we were about to head out. We're walking to our cars. This dude pulled up like the savior of the universe. And we're like, that's Larry. Let's smoke a cigar. Oh, yeah. For like 3 hours.
Yeah. Right.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, man. That was a good night though, man.
It was a very good night.
Catching up.
Yeah. So like, Lawrence, I know when you first started, you know what I'm saying? I know you want to put on other entrepreneurs, but I know one thing about you is that you were able to persevere through a lot. Because I think you were in the real estate game when it wasn't popular. When it wasn't like the end thing, like real estate now is so popular, everybody doing real estate, you know what I'm saying? You was in it when it was going through a recession, when stuff was happening. Yeah. How were you able to persevere through all that?
Man, so really you just learn how to adjust. So like I got into real estate when I was, I'm 36, we all 36.
Yeah.
Yeah, so James and I got the same birthday month.
4,
34. Oh, that's right, you're 34, I'm sorry.
Two more.
Yeah, two more.
It's so much. You looked 70.
Yeah, I was gonna say I thought she was a little older. So I started. I got into real estate when I was 21 years old, and I kind of had a mentor that kind of helped me in the business, right? So I started buying houses when I was 21. I was still employed as a teller, you know. And when the real estate market kind of went through its thing, where it kind of crashed, at the time I owned 8 properties. I had to file bankruptcy, but I just adjusted with the market. So I did have another business, which was my property management business, right? So the properties that I did own, I did lose those. But then when the market went down and properties were cheap, I had reserves saved up where I could just take cash and start buying houses again. And then did partnership deals. So like, for example, like my cousin Ashley and I partnered up with some properties, my contractor, a couple other people I do work with, we just partnered up. And you know, partnership is key, because with partnerships, you could go a lot further than trying to do everything by yourself. So, yeah, man, like, no matter how the economy goes, business is still going to be business. People are still going to go in business. You just have to adjust and go with the flow of things. Some people look at the economy, oh, economy's crashing, my business is over. Nah, you're going to adjust, adapt, and keep it moving.
I think that the word adjust is crucial. Adjust, adapt,
keep it moving.
It's so crucial because me personally, like, you know, as a personal trainer, when COVID came, I had to make some huge adjustments, you know what I'm saying? Huge adjustments. So now, my business is mostly virtual, you know what I'm saying? Mostly virtual, and I also had to create products, do different things, you know what I'm saying? Do online stuff. I was working with a company called Playbook who were doing my workouts. So you can go into Playbook app, go on there, you can watch a James Ravens workout, get stuff like that. So I was like, I'm tired of paying these cats to run around my app. And they get money, you know what I'm saying? They cut me a check every month, you know what I'm saying, for people that sign on. But I'm like, I'm on my own app.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, but he said something too. He said partnership. That's so key, man. We try to do stuff on our own. And a lot of people that I've noticed in the game, especially in Cleveland, which I hate to say it, man, but they do not like to work together. Mm-hmm. They don't want to work with you, man. Mm-hmm. And so you even saying you had a mentor is impressive because a lot of cats don't want to give you the game. Mm-hmm. They want to be like, oh, man, I had to figure it out. So you just had to figure it out.
Yeah, that's so true, man. I mean, you give away. So, like, you know, when you get to a place where you're willing to bless people with the knowledge that you have. Now, most people charge, right? Yeah. But if, you know, something quick, like, okay, yeah, this is how you get started. You know, you'll get that back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do believe in charging people for your time, especially when I've gone through 15 years of real estate and learning how to be the best person I am today in business. I'm not going to get 15 years of game with free.
I'm glad you said that because I saw something recently saying someone opposing that idea of charging for your time. It's like, I'm not charging you for this 30 minutes or hour. Exactly. I'm charging you for the 15 years of knowledge I've gained give you what I can in this time now, the in a ups, way that you can,
the downs, the lawsuits, the being broke, the you know, all that. Yeah, that's what you're paying me for.
Yeah,
you know, for that knowledge. But one thing though, I could say, COVID for a lot of entrepreneurs, I mean, I know it hit some people, but it blessed a lot of people because I mean, it just changed people's mindset. Like, okay, well, I can't do this in business, but let me adjust and go different route. I mean, so many people, the virtual platform is just crazy. You know how you don't need an office. You don't need to meet people in person to do business. You know, everything is just done online, electronically. And so that's kind of how I changed my business. Like, I don't have an office downtown like I used to. I don't have office space. Everybody that works for me and myself, we work from wherever we want. As long as we got a tablet and some Wi-Fi, we are in business. Mm-hmm. We're good, you know?
Messing around. Signing contracts through DocuSign.
Hey, listen, and speaking of DocuSign, like, I got stock in DocuSign. Anything that I use, I buy stock in. So, man, shout out to DocuSign.
Yeah, because that definitely makes it easy. It's secure.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? You can sign your stuff, get stuff done.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I rock with it. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I'm buying stock after this episode.
You know what? And also, but look how, speaking of buying stock, I don't know if you guys are hip, but you can buy stock through Cash App.
Now. Yeah, my DocuSign stock is through Cash App.
Through Cash App now. You can buy stock through Cash App. So a lot of y'all people that scared to get in the game as far as buying stocks, guys, take a couple hundred, take a thousand.
Yep.
Start buying some stock. You can do it through Cash App, man. It's really easy. Now, you can't buy no Bitcoin because Bitcoin about $50,000.
are you into Bitcoin or
just I just got into it a little bit. I'm not familiar with the whole cryptocurrency, but I kind of just follow the wave a little bit. And if I see something, or I follow people who are like really into it and they say, oh, invest in this coin, I won't put big money into it, but you know, a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah.
Because at least instead of your money sitting doing nothing, at least your money's working for you. Even if it's going into the negative, like you're losing money on it, it's still doing something and it has the potential to go back up and work. So I feel like your money sitting, doing nothing, put into some stocks or some crypto, let it do something.
Yeah.
You know?
I had a conversation with someone about crypto. They were talking about some new coin and
Dogecoin?
No, it was after that initial wave.
Yeah. It's a lot of coins.
Yeah, I felt dumb.
And I still don't know much about it. So for me, I'm just like, oh, okay. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm learning though.
It's kinda like real estate. Whether you want to be in real estate or not, you're in real estate.
You're in real estate. Everybody.
Whether you want to be a part of cryptocurrency or not, you're in it because people are going to be able to do things with cryptocurrency. You know what I'm saying? Now, period. It's going to be certain cities that's going to be all cryptocurrency.
Yeah, like before you know, like you go to a restaurant and you could pay your bill in crypto.
There's a there's a town in
I think it's Sweden, Netherlands,
somewhere. Yeah, somewhere, one of those.
Because Nipsey Hussle was big into that.
Yeah,
even over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, crypto, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I'm all about it. I'm all about being financially fit, physically fit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be all of it. Spiritually fit.
Nah, real talk.
You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
All of it. Yeah,
fresh and fit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fresh and fit.
Like, speaking of all that, this has absolutely nothing to do with that. You know, we like to, you know, scavenge your page a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Let's talk.
Now we did already get one of the goofy ones out the way.
Okay.
Talked about him being one of your initial clients.
Yeah. So, and the progress he made.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What else we got on there?
So I was looking through, and you know how this goes. Just whatever you want to share about the picture,
mm-hmm.
if its significance. this one here looks like they have to have the album somewhere. I don't know if it was released or not.
Let me see it, man.
I wanted to build it up first.
Okay.
It's there. We go.
Yeah, man. This is with Paul. Uh-huh. Yeah, my dude Jameer. This was at XO. Shout out to Z, who doesn't have XO but opening a new restaurant. I forgot what event that we were at, but it's Marcus, Jameer, and Paul and myself. We were at some type of event in XO, and I don't know what it was. Couldn't even tell you.
Marcus Payne?
Yeah.
Man, it was a time and place where Marcus Payne, them dudes was hosting some dope events at one time.
Yeah.
I don't know why they got away from it, but dang, they was hosting some like really like grown and sexy like events, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What else you got for me, man?
All right, so actually I only had a couple. I'm lying. We already kind of discussed this a little bit, but I wanted to the set of this is pretty dope. So maybe just talk about the significance of your guest too.
Yeah, so King Beyond, which you guys had on the show last week, which is a business partner. Beyond's like a mentor and like a big brother to me, to be honest. But the set for me was like, okay, I had like regular decor from like Home Goods in my house, right? As far as like artwork goes. But then for me, it's like, okay, if I'm going to bring the show to my house and I'm talking about entrepreneurs, people in Cleveland, you got to hustle, you got to grind. I want to kind of have different things kind of showing that. So I put the big piece Hustle in my dining room wall. Before it was a picture of like a goat. I don't know. It was some type of animal that was in my dining room. I took that down and I put the Hustle sign up. And then for me, I'm just really big on Cleveland. So I wanted to support a couple of Cleveland artists. Mm. For example, James got a piece hanging up in my dining room. Ryan Harris put this piece in here on the corner with the gold trim around it. It's called Hoop Dreams piece. So it's like a pole with the a crate for a basketball hoop hangs to a pole with the blue sky in the background. Pretty dope piece, man. So supported him. And then the other art is just something that I just wanted to have something fly. You know what I'm saying? Fly, that's kind of like modern, cool, hip type art to kind of showcase the background in my house.
Now, you got another story that I think is part of this setup is dope is who helped you set this stuff up? Who gave you the...
Shout out to my dad, man. Larry James, man. He has a podcast. He has a radio, a Christian online radio radio station. And so this is what he does. Like every Sunday, he has church service every Sunday online to his followers. And so I went to him with the idea. And I'm like, listen, I want to do a podcast. What do I need to do? What do I need to get? He was like, oh, son, I got you. Yeah. I went into a studio. You need these cameras. You need these mic stands. You need this lighting. You need these cords. You need this Rodecaster. I'm like, write it all down, send it to me. I'm going to buy it and do it because I wanted to be really serious about this. I wasn't going to beat around the bush and just say, oh, okay. And I already parked some money to the side. So whatever it costs, I wanted to do it because when I have an idea, I want to act on it. Most people just talk about what they're going to do and they never do it. Mm-hmm. For me, I told a few people about it, but I kind of kept it private because it's like, I feel like when you have an idea and you start telling everybody about what you want to do, it never comes to fruition. You just doing a lot of talking. No action.
Good point, because I told someone this the other day. I said, the reason why when you talk about stuff and it don't come to fruition is because you get a little bit of gratification about saying what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's like, what you gonna do? I'm about to do this. I'm about to do that. And you feel good for just saying that. Yeah. And that gives you a little bit of, just a little bit of comfort. So you like, you know what I'm saying? So it don't make you go as hard. When you don't say nothing, you're like, I'm about to drop on these fools.
Yeah.
And you go, you working behind the scenes, that make you go harder.
Yeah.
Because you know what you want to bring.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
Yeah.
All day.
I know for me, bro, I'm like, yo, I'm about to drop this, drop that. I don't even say, nope.
Listen.
All you're going to do is be like, damn, you got your own clothing? You got some energy drink?
What? Man, listen, And, you know, maybe only a few people you share it with. Like, I shared it with just a very few people. People who I also wanted to be on the show as guests. It's like, I'm working on something, man.
Yeah.
I'll be in touch. I'm working on the show, this podcast. That's it, you know? So for me, I put the work in, man. I reached out to somebody for the logo. Romero Mosley out in L.A. He provided me the tunes in the background. Oh, so I got
Romero,
him.
Romero, like Romero Smith? Who's from here?
Mosley.
He
said Mosley.
Romero Mosley. I don't know how Smith and Mosley sounded like, but. I said Romero Mosley. He said Romero Smith?
Chad,
is his middle name Smith?
That's like,
is it Smith hyphen Mosley or something?
I'm going to ask you again.
Are you high?
He's still coming down from the bike ride.
I really wish I was.
Okay, bro. You're talking about something. Romero Smith.
Yeah.
So everybody who
participated in the making of Lunch with Lawrence, all Cleveland people, all people from Cleveland.
So you said something really dope too, and I think this is important too. You said you only told a few people.
Yeah.
Why that? Why you only told a few people versus telling everybody? Like, you feel like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know me personally, I feel like certain people, they just can't handle big visions and big things.
They can't.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
you gotta be very careful who you share your vision with, for sure. Like, people who knew was outside, of course, my dad.
Yeah.
You know, I told Ashley.
Yeah.
She was one of the first people I came to with the idea, because I kind of wanted to get her opinion on it, because she's good at that type of stuff.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and just with a few other people I shared it with, man, and from there I just put the work in. So for me, it's like, I've learned that. I've learned about sharing with people, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Like you said, you get that gratification, you don't follow through with it. So I've done it before. You know what I'm saying? I've done it. So now, you know, being more mature, I'm like, nah, when I wanna do something, I'll tell my guys I sit down and have cigars with on a regular, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But other than that, man, it stays in that circle.
Yeah.
Stays in that circle.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And you know what too? I think as you start to ascend and you start to do different things, you tend to gravitate towards, and you start to pull up people that can work well with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, people you can't work with, they tend to fall by the wayside. They either hating on you, or they got something going on personally. They can't match your work ethic, whatever. They tend to just fall by the wayside. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's pretty dope, man. I'm glad you said that. You only told a few people.
Few people
dropping gems on y'all. Hope y'all get it, man. When people come in here and they drop gems to y'all, y'all better pick them up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think they are good nuggets, man. Pause.
Yeah, another picture.
Yeah, I'll show it. It's a no-brainer, but...
Yeah. Oh, man, man. So this is a picture of my three blessings that God allowed me to father, which is my LML, which is a shirt, my business, LML Properties. So it's named after my children. So you have London, Madison, and Lawrence Jr. Lawrence is my only boy. Madison, that's my oldest. She's 11. And then my youngest two, they're 10 months apart. They're like Irish twins. So,
oh, wow.
Literally 10 months apart.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
it's so
comment.
Crazy. Right. I took him to a doctor's appointment the other day, and forever, people thought they were twins when you could tell that my son was just born, and then his sister was 10 months older. Like, at that time, you could tell they're not twins. Like, you got one small baby, and you got one that's a bigger baby. But then as they start growing, they're literally the same height, same weight, same clothes size, same shoe size, same everything right now.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
London's the oldest?
London's the oldest, yeah.
She's your twin.
You mean, listen. Oh, no, Madison. Madison's the oldest. Yeah.
She
definitely his twin.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That's my baby right there.
Man.
Yeah.
Beautiful, man.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how did, I mean, your oldest is 11.
Yeah.
Did having a kid put a battery in your back?
Ah, man, what?
Yeah.
Man, what? Like, it's so crazy, man. Like, I tell people... to at least have one child, because I hear it was his post on Instagram maybe a year or so ago. Lil Duval had posted it, right? And it was a post about people with no kids. For some reason, they don't have like the drive or motivation, the skill set to be in business, to make money. They complain versus people that have kids, they have to put in more work.
Yeah, because you ain't no excuses.
Yeah, there's no excuses. Like, I'm not going to let my daughter and my son go hungry. Like, I'm going to put this work in to make sure my family is tight. You know what I'm saying? So, and then it's like people with no kids. And this is his post. I was reading through the comments. They complain like, oh, well, you know, you can file taxes on your kids. Taxes? Who cares about taxes? We trying to get to the point where you owe money.
I'm about to say, bro, I'll be dreading filing taxes every year.
I've been owing the IRS money for 10 years. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, get to the point where you don't even file your kids. Like, if I file my kids, it's going straight. The money, I ain't getting no return. I ain't seen a return since I was in my early 20s.
And you should aspire to do that.
Aspire to owe taxes.
That means you're making money, man. Come on,
man. Real talk. So, you know, for me, man, it's like, having children. Now, of course, just don't go out and pop some babies out. Have children the right way, y'all. Get married, you know what I'm saying? Have families, kids. But, you know, when you have kids, man, it really just, it's a trigger, because even if you quit that job, a lot of people rely on a job for security, right?
Yeah.
So you quit that job, then it's like, shit, I got to make something happen. Because you can always have an idea in your head, but you don't act on it because you're so comfortable with that job security. Let that job security go. With family to feed? You're going to find out a way to get the money. You're going to find out the way to get your business off the ground and get it popping.
And some people do it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? You know?
What's the wrong way?
Resorting to the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Drugs. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Gunplay. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to. You can say scamming.
Scamming. Do people do stuff like that too? But if you got a good heart, good soul, you know what I'm saying? You want to do the right thing. A lot of times, man, I will say, like, bro, I got 3 clients yesterday. I don't even promote training. Like, I don't even promote it no more. Like, I swear, I promote art and I promote
something. Like, I'm sorry, I missed the art show.
And people, thank you, man. That's all good. People just hit me up. Hey, man, I want to train with you because my energy is good, bro, and I know what I'm doing. And you know, you'll get some good results. So, like, bro, if you in your lane, you in your purpose, you're doing the right thing, you're gonna be blessed. So you don't always have to resort to any type of negativities. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, bro, just stay in your lane, do what you gotta do, man. Yeah. And especially like having a kid for me, having my daughter, that's the only reason why I was able to go to Saudi Arabia, bro. I was like, bro, I gotta make sure that she's good, bro. I gotta make sure, like, you know what I'm saying? The money was cool, it was great, especially at the time it came, but man, bro, like, I wouldn't have went over there, bro. That 18-hour flight, you know what I'm saying? Those strict rules, stuff. Man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But having a kid make you do some strange things.
Yeah.
So you need to stop playing games, Chad.
I always...
I feel like I'm in timeout right now.
Yeah, stop playing games.
You know, I always tell people, find what you're good at, man. Because, like, when you're good at something, like, for example, James, like, you got people that's hitting you up, you know, wanting to train with you, wanting to like, money chase is coming at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you get to a place where you're good at something, you don't have to go out and try to get the money. The money is going to come in, it's going to follow you. You know, so like, I'm really big on like referrals. Referrals is our best type of clients, man.
Yep.
You know, so you do something that you're really good at, man, and referrals is going to come in, because I'm like, man, hey, you see the 6-pack? I got a 6-pack, it's James. You know what
I'm saying? Right. Show up. I always, word of mouth is always the best.
He won't train me though.
Because you eat fast food every day.
Not every day.
Hey, well, guys, this has been today's episode. Make sure you guys go like and subscribe. Make sure you hit us up, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Support Smoking Cyclists. If you guys want to, go hop on some BAM merch. I'll leave a link in the description. Get it. It's on the streets. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Larry, does your podcast have its own page?
It does. It's still new, but it's lunch_with_Lawrence. That's LAWRENCE. lunch_with_Lawrence. Lunch with Lawrence.
Yeah, be on the lookout for that too. New episodes, hey, fresh episodes.
Bro, he has a much better budget than us, all right?
Yeah, don't be like, I'm going to start listening to him instead.
Yeah, man, he has a better budget, all right? We still the best podcast with the cheapest budget.
We going to support each other. Right, hey, we going to support each other, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yes, sir.
We out.